Okay, so I found out that the volume popping is doesn't matter if you put it higher or lower, it compresses. It does its job. It does the normalizing anyway. So I don't need to. It doesn't, if I change the volume on my computer, it does nothing. It's like, oh, what a surprise. Thanks a lot. Yeah, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. It's early today. Oh, well, anyway, I was going to say something. Well, I had the video on already. I was going to say something. Can't remember. Alzheimer's. No, I do. I know what it is. See, it's about the Fujifilm cameras. Why would I use it? I will use high ISO, which is the film speed. Why I do that? Because Fujifilm, I think I said a few podcasts, but I'll repeat. Fujifilm uses their own grain. So when it gets grainy, it interpolates it. Like the internal, I guess, software just interpolates. Say, we're going to make it look nice. And then you get the Fujifilm grainy. It's like, oh, it's cool, wow. And they do such a good job. Like, I want the grain. I want the higher ISO. I don't want to use it with flash. You know. So that's the thing. Like today, the picture I took was like, what was I on? It might be 1800 ISO. ISO 60 or 18. It looks great. No, maybe something else. What? No, I got Lightroom. I can find out. That's one cool thing about Lightroom. You get the active, get the info. Oh, ISO 3200. Sorry. Wow. Jeez. Oh my god, I didn't know it's that high. It's really hot in here. It's gonna be a hot day. Yeah, today. Definitely. We're still listening to a Goten project. Maybe I should switch to something else. Headbangers? No. I don't know. Maybe I'll do Beastie Boys. Okay, so today, yeah, it's pretty hot. Just where I started the podcast, so I was looking at the Venture Sky and looking at Descartes. The whole belt from Descartes to all the way to the canal itself. What's that called? Aden. Aden's that's Saudi. I don't know. Straight across. Just almost black. It's all dark. It's like dark. It's almost brown. It's 102 degrees. Dude. We're at 75, 73. Okay. Hey. Oi, So what else is going on? So I got a whole bunch of stuff for my camera. Everyone's like, you better get some of these stuff from, you know, that's made in China, you know. But we don't want, and then goes back and forth with people say, what are you buying? Like, how can you get away from it? Like, for the past decades, guess what? Who's making the cheap stuff? Like, even like, I think even Starbucks coffee beans, processed there. Like, no, don't like it. You can choose not to, but for somebody like me, who's on a budget, it's great. Yeah, I'll be like, oh, okay, I need this, I need that. The only thing is the help. You're not going to get any help from them, so let me get the PDF, then I'll do it myself, and I'll figure it out. And that's it. If that breaks, I'll just get another brand on US. But you know what happens with that? When this whole thing starts, guess what they're going to do? The manufacturer's going to shift. They're going to be like, we're running. Let's go to Vietnam. We're going to go to Thailand. We'll go to somewhere else. Maybe he's going to be in Taiwan again. But I don't know. I think the invasion is going to, it probably might just happen. If it does, I think, yeah, they're going to ruin the stinky tofu. I'm like, oh, hope that lady from Taipei will come to the US and make stinky tofu here. Maybe not. But whatever happens. The whole story, it's just so complex. You know, people say, oh, we're going to be with the Kuomintang. But Kuomintang started with the CIA, if you know. But back then, I think CIA, I don't know what their agenda is, whatever, and the CIA was that. Yeah. People think they were good guys. Then the communists was run by the Khazarians, right? Well, the CIA is also Khazarians, if you think about it. They're just like, there's that, and it's like, it's the higher-ups playing games on our, what people say, on your dime. On our dime. They're playing games on our dime. That sounds massive, right? They're playing games on our dime. No, I would not do that. No, it's not that bad. They're breaking down. It is. Trying. Love. They're trying this, trying that. And it's just, I think the public knows. The public have more knowledge now than way before. Especially with the internet. With the good thing and bad thing about internet. But we got information, right? You know, tips. So you're able to read stuff. It's like, what happened in the past? And what happened right now? And what's going to happen in the future? You can almost predict. So anyway. And also, current government in Taiwan is also run by CIA. Or run by somebody. Because there's some crazy stuff in the background they didn't tell you. Only people on the ground will tell you. It's like, no. But then for them, it's like the same thing with US. We're Democrats. We're Republicans. Fight, fight. You know, Mortal Kombat thing. Fight. Bam, 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 bam. Come here. The final knockout. TKO. Boom. No. K KO. Finish move. It's been like that. Even the when I saw the news, then I read everybody what they thought about it. Oh, I'm on the post. Oh no. Why? Stormy and Donald. Should I say that their nicknames? The articles right down here. Toadstool. And horse face. Again, on top. Oh. Stormy fears her scandal. Yeah, but she's making money. Whatever. U.S. Intel leaker. Somebody says PSYOP. I just look at them and say, no, they just get this one guy to do something. Maybe it's like, huh, it's you. You're the bad guy. So they're like pointing fingers. It's like, are you sure about that? Stealing the stuff? It requires a lot of people to steal U.S. Intel. So what's the... does the one person... I don't think so. I think there's more than one. That's the fall guy. And you know what? Everybody I read everywhere said, agree. That's the fall guy. It's like, all right. Great. So that's on the post. But the first right now, terrible mistake. Okay. I don't know. Down the court, horse face. I don't know. She doesn't look like a horse face. I don't know. She's a little older. Okay. If, you know, your skin drag over time. If, I don't know how old she, but if she's past 60s, it's okay. No, it's not bad. Not bad for a 60-something year old. Still looks okay. You know, just don't follow that stuff. Follow her stuff. I don't even know who she is. Until the whole story broke. I'm like, oh. Prom stars. Now this lady attentures. There's a chance. Well, it's just part of, I'm getting saving money for the my front teeth's bad because I killed it. Accident. So it's never been the same. Cracked one and had a bridge put in. The bridge broke. So now I gotta put a implant. So I'm just waiting the right time. I guess I implant. It would take like 6 months or something. Take a couple months to heal, then you gotta wait, you get a temporary for a little while, then dunk. That would be good. And I read an article this morning with the Disney princess. I was like, wow, she's pretty. Oh, wait a second. I went to Disney a couple years ago when she was working there. It's like, because she said she was what a character she was on. She was Rapunzel and Belle. I just said, oh yeah, I remember. It's like, oh my god, they had a parade thing. I'm like, I saw Rapunzel. I'm like, oh, that's Rapunzel. Oh, pretty. But then she said, "All the bad stuff at Disney." Yeah, well, not this is not nuts. It is nuts. not just working in the park, working in whatever the stuff. I have friends who are comic artists and designers and stuff, packaging artists that work with Disney Central in Los Angeles. They say, yeah, there's a strict rules, you can't do this, can't do that. You know, when you go to the bathroom, there's a camera on top of each stall that will make sure you don't steal anything. It gets checked when you walk out. Like, make sure you don't have anything. Yeah, very, very tough. Like, ooh. I think I had the same treatment when I worked that one in-house project or something. I didn't get checked, but you had to get a security card to walk in. I'm like, whoa. Someone for Jared's old building got checked. No, I didn't get checked. Sorry, I had to get a security card person down and take me out late at night, work on project and finish and can go home, go to sleep. There's whatever, you know, it's happened with big companies. You don't want secrets out, but they still get out, right? They always do. Yeah. So Disney, yeah. I mean, I haven't heard of Sony's like that in Japan. Even Sony USA is like that. They cannot leak anything. Same thing with Apple, all the high tech companies. Yeah. It's crazy. See the thing? Here, I got this thing. Somebody took a picture of themselves. What happened? She got... She got eyeliner in this person on the TikToker. This is what happened with us. Oh, I did a stupid thing. Let me take a face off and share off. Remember that there's a lady that tattooed her eyes? No. But I want to be tough. I want to be a virtual signal to everybody. People need to know what I do. What else? They'll be like, what else? What? I don't know. They'll be like, I don't know. So what do you mean you don't know? So yeah, I thought you want to be a superstar. So yes, dude, but you don't have to. It's like, that's not the way to do it. That's not where you go. Those are tools, yeah. Just can't be like, poof. Like, just the same thing when I took the car, that car crash, that one BMW crash. I felt like I shouldn't do that. Should I take it out? Should I post it? But I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna capture those things. If I do capture, I'm not gonna share it. Unless the owner wants it. But I'm not sharing. Cause just I feel that we need classes for social media and how to do it correctly so it doesn't impact everybody else. To do things, do stupid things. Remember those challenges, ice bucket challenges? To influence, right? That's a bad one. How about the what's that dish soap? Okay. Well, no, I mean the Tide Pods. Remember? Yeah, it's a bad influence. It has a bad influence on us. Because you do it and you get hit and you're like, whoa. Everybody wants to see your stuff. Just want to see your stuff all the time. It's like, oh, like when I have a podcast. Not many people around here, but I'm sure there's some people like, oh, interesting. Then you just, but I do it slowly. It may influence them. I don't know. I don't think so. So, responsibilities. We need to relearn all of that once again. Okay. I was on Water Trend, but new Tesla model, Tesla 3. Da-da-da-da-da. Nothing else. What's on Zero Hedge? Cryptos, Ether. I'm sorry, just before I go in there, Ether's up $2,000. Yeah, I hope you got some. Well, it was low. Higher. It was this is like 7 days. Last week it was 18. And hope you got some. Way before that, one was way down. When was that? 6 months. I put 6 months. What was the price? Wait a second. Oh, this is weird. Ether. When was way down, it was 1,000. Yeah, it's around like 1,000. Hopefully you got some when it will crash down to 1,000. You just let it sit, because now you just double your earnings. Whatever. And then everything's up. What's this space ID? This is Elon's. Elon. Another BNB. No idea what that is. Oh, the new Web3 stuff. Dogecoin is way up too. So that's Zero Hedge. Say what's up. Oil tanker finished after pirate boats, West Africa. Obvious. What happens when a pirate board your ship? It's done. Bye bye. You say goodbye. That's it. Bye bye. Does the AI track it? Yeah. Of course they know. They track it. Doesn't mean you cannot find it. Just use satellite. You have to pay. Oil tanker company, they have to pay this hefty price for a satellite thing. But you don't have to. If you had Starlink, right? I mean, pollutes our space. Yeah, for telescope, yeah. But you had a Starlink over there, you're quite captured. Trump sues for lawyer. Okay, so countersuit. Here we go. It's a show. I was gonna say show, but it's a show. It's a show. That's all it is. Anheuser-Busch lost $6 billion in 6 days after that thing. Oh, well. Nikes. I did not. I went to the mall. Outlet mall. Yes, I did not see anybody inside Nikes. Oh, So like one person, like everybody just walk past. Usually there's tons of people. Like, oh, forget about Nikes. Then we should buy it. People should start buying again. Think about Run DMC. Even Beastie Boys, think about them. What do they have? Adidas. My Adidas. Wait a second. I have this one. Where is it? There we go. Should I switch? I'll switch this one. This is the song. Get Adidas. Yeah. Head over the bank. Head of the Slovak Central Bank. Conflicted priority. Guess who's in the center? Christine Lagarde. Would you like a coffee? Ms. Lagarde. So here he gets in the center. She's like George Soros, maybe. No, she's not George Soros, but she's like one of those. Cliff High says MF Weffers. Yeah, she, of course. Is she a puppet? Or is she a top? I think she's not the top. She's like just right below. Just right below. I will never get fired. They'll switch my job. From here to over there. Why? Because I own it. All of them. Let me see. Bikini Barista also settled. Hillbilly Hardies. Where's Hillbilly Daddies? And it's like TikTok picture, of course. Where is this? Also, just it's a shack. I remember that. So they just want to do this. Wonder if the coffee is any good. I guess it has to be good, otherwise. It sort of works for a little while, and then people are like, oh, this coffee sucks. What if you're traveling somewhere and like, you know, I can't find a coffee shop, and that was it. Would you go? Go to like, I would have like, oh, I need coffee right now. Probably park somewhere and walk out the window. Like, whoa! So wait a second. Wait, you guys make what? Make me the whatever I want. Oh, and I'll be right back. I'll bring my camera. Click, click, click. Do a short photo shoot. Say, thank you. I would do it. No, it sounds like, what's his name? Sky Adams, when he asked that question. All these people are rubbing off on me. So I'm just, because I'm the viewer, just like everybody else. Nuclear war, they're going to blow us up. JP Morgan earned only flag Epstein's large withdrawal 2 years before 2008 pedal convention. I didn't even know that 2008 until he got picked up. I'm like, oh. It's like, oh. Then Wexler. I'm like, oh no. Oh. Then all the stuff came in, like, oh. Then everything I realized later, I just, oh, no wonder they would do this. This sucks. But how do I know? Nobody knows. You don't know. I don't know. People wake up. Maybe they have some ideas, like some weird stuff. But just like, if you talk about it, the fire, then like I'm comfortable with my life working with you. And that's what happened. I had a conversation. It's people just, you know, white people don't rise up as much because they were comfortable. They were comfortable. And you got a job because I got my families and I can save enough sometimes to go take a little vacation or be so happy. Yeah, I'm okay with my the whole world thing. Like, I don't want to bother because if I choose to rise up with the rest of them, I lose my life style. The same thing with all these apps too. So I'm so comfortable with it. How can I get rid of it? Because I have more of my friends in there. I can do whatever I want on there, and they will laugh and they will share. Like, what do I do? But now it's a different story, because more and more people are not able to make it. It costs too much. So now there's a rise from the public, like, these politicians. I used to listen to Michael Rivero from Hawaii, Little Bright. I think you're from Hawaii because they always say aloha. Light Bright, sorry, not Little Bright. Or somebody else listen to my podcast. It's from Hawaii. So yeah. Michael Rivero is listening, and he said it. He said it back then. It's like, if everybody go bankrupt, get rid of all these banks, just drop, then we win. We win as public. We control them. We say what to do because we have the money. You don't. Right? Of course, what the consequences of that is, they might go to war. But everybody's so comfortable back then. Like, I don't want, I mean, it's nice. Yeah, I hear you, but I gotta feed myself, or I gotta feed my family, or I'm starting a life, and I can't just go jump into that. That's a big issue. But, the whole thing with how they got away with it, how we still slave ourselves and just let them go. But things are changing, and you notice that. I notice that too. Let me see. Cyberpunk, ma, improve everything. I say, oh my God, looks like a real city. Let me see. Cyberpunk 2077, new mod improves lighting, bloom, and ambient occlusion for a non-RT user. Oh, okay. AI. They're making things so realistic. Actually, I have I was looking at this. Here we go. I mean, it's close. It's still got some part of it. It just doesn't look like still look kind of fake, but we're at the point. Can't tell the difference anymore. My jeez, holy cow. So this thing, Unreal Engine 5.2, so they were doing a presentation of it they took a video of someone and they did a live render. That person on iPhone. What? So we're at this point and just, can you tell the difference? And this is the reason they won't hook us up. They don't want to put, they, right now we have goggles. They just want to connect. We're going to insert a chip in you and you're going to like it. Like, oh, it's crazy, man. All right. What else is there? Stick up 15 minutes. TechCrunch. What's on TechCrunch? I don't see nothing. They'll say. I know the Tesla truck just came out with Pepsi. It's a flat blue color, dark blue. People love it, some people love it, some people like, oh, interesting, maybe. Not bad. I don't know what else is there after that. Yeah. This is the time I say, like I do, I did when I was younger in a school called, named, not called, named Northern Valley. Went to school. Did all the extra stuff, so junior year and senior year, I get to leave early. I don't have to go to the last class. I can just leave. Everybody had to leave like 3. I left like 2. And I just say, hey, why are you walking out? Right. Finishing my class. Everybody say, oh. It's like, see what happened when you go to summer school? I know you guys hate it, but when you go to summer school, you get to walk out early. You get to learn a little more. Give you extra credit. So you just like, I. So, should I leave early? It's 38. I have nothing else to say today. All the things I want to say, I said it. Other than that, the heat is on. It's hot. I'm like, sweaty. Already. I gotta go take a shower. Shower. I gotta go. Okay, so I'm gonna go. I'm gonna keep the video on for a little bit, then I'm out. So, you don't mind waiting. You'll be up, you know, in an hour or two. Meanwhile, I'll take a shower. So have a wonderful Friday, have a beautiful Friday, Friday. Have a good weekend. Tomorrow I'm going to be at a Car and Coffee again. Actually might be 2. Get to test my video, the gimbal thing, to see what I need. Unfortunately I have to switch the lens. I'm like, I don't want to do that, but I have to, because this thing just eat up the thing, that adapter just eats up all the batteries. Okay, so that's it. Have a great day. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.